What if I had denied being me? What if I had gone downstairs, opened the door, and flatly stated to Mr. Jerry Curls that I was not the man he was looking for? Could he have demanded to see my ID, asked me to prove that I was someone else? Is that even what they do? Process servers ask for signature and photo ID. He's just some guy in plain clothes, in Jerry Curls, for God's sake. That badge, by the way, was bullshit. He works for an agency a step or two up from the security guard in the mall. Now, how could a guy like that get away with following someone up the stairs and making him show positive proof that he was anyone else but me? It would have been easy. I could have searched my mind, found a distant, casual acquaintance with myself. Oh, that guy. You want 1713, not 1731. Same apartment number. I get mail for him all the time. Or, I'll bet you want that guy who moved out. He's still in the neighborhood, I think. That old house right there across the street. It's the attic flat. You'll have to take the fire escape. Or what if I had gotten angry, put on a show? What the hell is this, man? You're the fourth faggot this week come looking for that punk. Where'd you meet him? El Gato Negro? Get the fuck out of here. You make me sick. Now, that one might have worked, if I was quick enough. No hesitation. Thrown him off, planted a confusing image in his mind. But what would have happened when Mr. Jerry Curls arrived? If I had sent him down the street or around the block or up the fire escape or to a tiny basement bar downtown, if I had been on my guard, primed to deny myself, ready to display neighborly concern or irritation or fag-hating disgust, or, for that matter, grief, the dutiful reluctance to notify. Oh, man. You mean you don't know? Oh, look, I've got some bad news. Were you his friend? When Mr. Jerry Curls knocked or rang, would someone have opened the door or buzzed the latch or greeted him at the bar, signed the back of the subpoena, and then produced the appropriate papers, the ID or the death certificate or the court order establishing power of attorney, and gone ahead and assumed this burden for me? Or would they themselves, just as ready as I to deflect misfortune, have devised their own angry or innocuous forwarding addresses and sent smiling Mr. Jerry Curls and his subpoena whirling off into a spiral of rejection, an endless, undeliverable circuit of my neighborhood?